On May 15, 2008, President Bush addressed the Israeli Knesset in Jerusalem on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of Israel. Without mentioning anyone by name, Bush recalled the statement of a U.S. senator who felt he could have stopped Hitler from invading Poland in 1939 if only he had the chance to talk with Hitler in advance. Senator Obama decided the comment was aimed at him and took offense, a decision that put appeasement front and center in the presidential contest. Obama decided to blast Bush, saying his comments on appeasement were exactly the appalling attack that's divided our country and alienates us from the rest of the world. Obama defended himself, insisting he would pursue diplomacy aggressively. But the more Obama explained his position, the less distinct his approach began to seem. Responding to questions from news reporters, Obama admitted he would first work through administration operatives before he, as president, would meet with an enemy head of state. Obama also hedged, saying he would have preconditions, trying to sidestep an appearance he would negotiate with Hamas, for instance, unless Hamas dropped its insistence that the state of Israel must be destroyed. The more Obama retreated into government-to-government negotiations preceding head-of-state summits, and the more he hedged that there would have to be conditions before meetings could be held with terrorist states, the less sharp was the distinction Obama was advocating. In the final analysis, what would Obama say to Iran in a face-to-face meeting with Ahmadinejad that has not already been communicated? Iran understands the United States wants Iran to stop enriching uranium. For 4 years since 2004, the Bush administration has worked to obtain UN Security Council sanctions on Iran in order to get the Islamic Republic to stop enriching uranium. Iran also understands the U.S. wants them to stop funding terrorist organizations, including Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. has been equally clear about Iran meddling in Iraq. Virtually since the beginning of the Iraq War, the Bush administration has been using a wide variety of diplomatic forums to show evidence to the world that Iran has been funding terrorists in Iraq and supplying them with Iranian-made weapons. The Bush administration has managed to communicate all this very clearly without a single face-to-face encounter between Bush and Ahmadinejad. But Iran has refused to stop enriching uranium, regardless of what approach the United States, Israel, the EU3, and the United Nations have collectively taken. President Bush has a point. Diplomacy did not stop Hitler, and Iran has not stopped enriching uranium because Iran does not want to stop enriching uranium. The truth is that President Ahmadinejad heads a very radical, terrorist-supporting regime, and Iran has a stated public policy to destroy Israel. Ahmadinejad has always spoken clearly about his hatred for Israel, and he has never needed a face-to-face meeting with any counterpart head of state to do so. In the end, Obama was cornered. He had to explain why he was not an appeaser. In a policy debate that made him appear eager to be sympathetic to a leader like Ahmadinejad, who appears at best to be a madman obsessed with Jew hatred. This is the exact foreign policy posture Obama should avoid if he wants to have any realistic chance of being elected president in November 2008.